In many parts of this country, when you dial 911 to report a fire, the people who put it out are volunteers. In Colorado, for example, volunteer firefighters serve half of the state's population. This reality is leaving some communities at risk because there is a shrinking pool of volunteers. Benta Berkland reports.
Judy and Harry Gaylor live in the mountains of Evergreen west of Denver. The 70-acre stretch of land is covered with aspen and lodgepole pines and has been in Harry's family for close to a century.
So this was wall-to-wall trees.
Touring around in his ATV, Harry's describing a wildfire that came dangerously close to his home last year.
And that was where the fire was headed. You can see how it went right up the hill.
Harry's wife, Judy, was watching their two young grandchildren as the wildfire broke out behind their home.
It was so thick and so dense, and the way it went uphill, I couldn't even see smoke, smell smoke. And so I think we were aware of the fire, but when it actually happens...
We were so lucky. The Evergreen Fire Department's amazing. The wind changed on them and just run right over them.
Harry credits those volunteer firefighters for containing the wildfire as it raged towards their neighbor's house. But volunteer firefighting is a job that is losing its appeal. According to volunteers, their busy schedules and long hours of training are partly to blame. Britta Horn lives on a ranch between Vail and Steamboat Springs. She's the county treasurer and is running for re-election. Horn is also a part-time emergency medical technician. And not to be outdone, she's the volunteer fire chief of the Rock Creek Fire Department.
We're always shorthanded. I think especially in these mountain communities, it's so expensive to live.
Horn says the closest fire department was about 40 minutes away, and then 9/11 happened. She says that tragedy made her want to hold her community closer and do more for her neighbors.
We never had a station before that or a fire department before that, and we realized we really need to do something. We need to take care of each other.
The challenges with volunteer fire departments in Colorado mirror those across the country.
Gary Breeze heads the Colorado State Fire Chiefs, a support and education resource for fire departments. Breeze's group recently won a federal grant to recruit volunteers and train departments to improve retention.
You want well-trained people, but at the same time, if you put those requirements in front of them, it becomes increasingly hard to get them and keep them. We're short of volunteers, and we're trying to reach out and recruit more, but it's a seriously uphill battle.
National figures show the number of volunteers is falling. State data compiled by Rocky Mountain PBS iNews indicates Colorado alone needs an additional 3,500 volunteers to meet National Fire Protection Association standards. Sean Simon is a captain with the Leadville Fire Department, which covers an area more than twice the size of Denver. He started out as a volunteer several years ago. He says low staffing numbers keep him up at night.
If we get two calls back-to-back or at the same time at different ends of the county, we can look at a half-hour, 45-minute response time. It puts us in a terrible position.
Response times that fail to meet national safety standards are challenges the federal government and states across the country are trying to overcome. Federal funds are available to help volunteers cover part of their education costs and pay for new training units. But there's still a long way to go to break the backlog and make sure if volunteers do sign up, they're given the support and incentives to stick with it. For NPR News, I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.